Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hi, it's Tom here back on the Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast from XL Communications. As ever, thank you so much for streaming us, taking a listen and taking some time out of your day for a bit of personal development for yourself and also helping your teams and the people around you to develop. So today I'd like to talk about company culture. Now, company culture is something, you know, everyone talks about. It's super important, albeit it's probably not fully understood by everybody, seen as a bit of a mythical beast at times. But today specifically, what we're going to look at are the warning signs to look out for that would suggest your company culture is in trouble. And if you have a really well-defined company culture, this could be very relevant. If you are seeing these warning signs, then clearly that might be a good pointer to say you should revisit what that culture is. And if you don't think you have a company culture, I'm sure you will, you just haven't deliberately created it. So again, if you can see these warning signs, then maybe that is the trigger that you need to go away and look at what the company culture is and what you want it to be going forward. So as I say, company culture is more than just another buzzword. It is an influencer of performance, a key motivator for your people, and it can make the difference between having a team who want to stay and help build your organization and get you through the troubling times maybe that we're going through now, or indeed get you over those hurdles because business is booming at the moment. Either way, this is what makes people stay and want to work for you, or that can have the opposite effect. It can make people leave for something that they would see as a better working environment. Before we get into that, as ever, there is a transcript for this podcast in the notes section wherever you're listening to it, but also on our website at www.xl-communications.com. And if you are listening to this thinking, oh, he's going on about culture in my company again, but I'm not really sure what that means, then there is a load of content on the website, so please do go over and check it out. You won't regret it. So let's get into the bulk of the podcast. So let's start with a question. Is your workplace exhibiting a vibrant culture with high performance levels, or do you think it's in trouble? And here are three ways to find out. So let's explore each one in turn. So the first thing to look for is engagement. One of the first signs that your company culture is in trouble is a disengaged team. This could be down to a number of reasons, particularly at the moment with many of us having been moved to work remotely 6 or 9 months ago now. But it could be down to a lack of inclusivity. You know, how inclusive are you with your team, and how much effort have you put in since the move to remote working to be inclusive with your team? An environment that offers inclusion and fosters an environment where everyone has the option to contribute will see a higher number of employees staying with the company to grow their career. And as I say, I think this is particularly important at the moment in the remote way of working. It's so easy to forget to communicate with teams and just generally leave some people behind. You know, maybe those more introverted people that aren't talking on Zoom all the time, it's easy to leave them behind when they're not sitting in the office in front of you. So do think about how you're making your business and your team to be such an inclusive place that everyone feels really part of the journey that you're going on at the moment. The second thing to look for is trust issues. So a second common problem when company culture begins to break down is a lack of trust. Be open and honest with your team. And again, this has always been relevant, but in the current world where some businesses are booming, some are really struggling, some have brilliant communications, and some with the move to remote are just not communicating as well as possible, which could be also perceived as a lack of trust. So I'll say it again, be open and honest with your team, good, bad, ugly or pretty or whatever the case is. A workplace where employees fear retribution for making mistakes or where the finger of blame is routinely pointed could develop into a toxic environment, and then your team will start to look for other opportunities elsewhere. And you know, even if it's a more sort of macro scale issue, if the business is going through struggling times, as many are at the moment, be open and be honest with your teams. Don't paint a really awesome picture of where the business at if you're struggling, because people will see through that and it will make them feel concerned. Whereas if you feel like you're all in it together, I guarantee performance and effectiveness of your teams will pick up. So take ownership of your own mistakes, of the situation the business is, and encourage your team to do the same. To develop a culture where these occasions are seen as real opportunities for learning and growth is really sort of the holy grail of any culture, really. And by promoting vulnerability and accountability in this way, you will enjoy an increase in authenticity too, which just makes people feel happier and more engaged and more inclined to really go that extra mile for each other. So last but often the most damaging are toxic individuals to a company culture. Is personal drama, you know, off the scale in your team? Office histrionics can soon harm productivity and your goals as a business. So quickly assessing the situation and dealing with individuals is key to damage limitation. Additionally, don't forget controlling leaders can soon see toxicity levels rise in the workplace as well. So, you know, do some self-reflection here as well. Is your leadership fair and balanced? Do you allow a degree of autonomy for your team? Because doing so will help engage individuals and provide a sense of ownership, which will result in a more engaged team and better company culture. So do make sure you self-reflect on how you're feeling. And you know, it's very understandable for so many people, particularly leaders, at the moment to be in a very stressful situation, but don't let that impact how you are working with your teams and let it impact how they work. So there you have three main warning signs that you need to address company culture and quickly. So just as a recap, they are engagement, make sure you're getting really good communications across the team. Trust issues, or a lack of trust, is the second one. So see what you can do to work on that. And thirdly, are toxic individuals bringing the company culture down? If you're a leader who has struggled with company culture, how did you keep morale high in your team? Do share on some of our channels or create it as an internal discussion point with your company, your teams. But we're always here for a chat as well, so do feel free to get in touch and we'll talk it through. And there's loads of other content on the website. As ever, if you've enjoyed today and you've not already, please do hit that subscribe button. It's a great bit of feedback for us. And also it means these will be dropping into your inbox as we publish them. So thanks for tuning in. Please do keep washing those hands, stay at a social distance, stay healthy, and speak to you again next time.